Did you know forced marriage happens in Australia? It means being pressured, tricked, or coerced into getting married without your free and full consent, including if you are too young to marry. Forced marriage can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, culture, or religion. If this sounds like you or someone you know, free and confidential support is available through a national service called My Blue Sky. Visit mybluesky.org.au or call 02 9514 8115.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for Monday. I'm Reina Sarumpayat. After a 1.6% slide last week, the worst since April, the Australian share market began the new week still on a losing streak. The S&P/ASX 200 index fell 42 points or 0.5% to 9,073 as more companies missed profit expectations than beat them. 8 out of 11 sectors finished in the red, consumer discretionary firms the big losers, and within that sector, a 12% dive for bellwether stock JB Hi-Fi. Reporting record sales growth in the past financial year and rising annual profit, but a slowdown in the fourth quarter and lower sales in July. Here's Luke McMillan, Head of Research at Ofer Asset Management.
Consumer discretionary leading the market down to start the week in Australia. And really, that was off the back of soft trading update from JB Hi-Fi that's really dragging the rest of the sector down with it. So we've seen, you know, names like Super Retail, Harvey Norman, Premier Investments, all having, you know, pressure on their share prices to start the week. Tough environment when, you know, you've got an economy that's not growing that fast, little productivity growth, house prices struggling, and an RBA that's still making some people nervous that they might have, you know, another RBA rate hike in them.
Which other sectors are kind of key there and why?
Well, the other one that's kind of been hit, if you were to single out, to be financials. So financials also a bit soft. We've seen another soft update from NAB that's seen, you know, its share price off, you know, mid-single digits. That's, you know, souring the sentiment in general across the banks, and has seen kind of the other big three trade softly throughout the day to start the week.
So this is almost the busiest week of the company reporting season. What are you particularly interested in from Tuesday on?
Yeah, we're still relatively early, you know, getting this kind of second main week of reporting season here in Australia. Obviously, we've had sort of a cracking reporting season come out of the US for their second quarter. I think it's going to be pretty tough for Australia to match it so far. It's been relatively in line to historical reporting seasons to date in terms of the average size of downgrades we've seen as we've kind of moved throughout the reporting season. But I think, you know, just like the first day of this week, everyone wants to get a read on what's happening to some of the more interest rate sensitive sectors after we've had three RBA rate hikes this year. You know, what position is the consumer in? We've had a read on JB Hi-Fi so far. Not so good, I guess, is the answer to date, is what do the rest of those names look like in terms of their prints?
And what would you be expecting from BHP?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the, in the large cap part of the market, which, you know, we follow less as small cap managers, but it's going to be clearly kind of a bellwether of what everyone's looking for in the Aussie market. What we've seen is this incredible performance of the material sector as a whole for the Australian share market over the last year. It's really been the standout performer. It's kind of been the materials trade has been the de facto AI trade here in Australia because we don't have a lot of those direct specific names. And so everyone will be looking just to see. Fred, is our big bellwether, can it keep the party going in terms of what that material sector has done over the last 12 months? You know, everyone's looking to see, is there some corporate kind of resilience that's embedded in there? Because there's a lot of the other macro pictures might have investors looking elsewhere or looking overseas. But can some of our multinationals still keep the interest in the Australian share market is, I think, what everyone's going to be looking for in that result.
And since you do specialise in small caps, do you see some divergence in the fortunes of small caps here and in the US?
Yeah, it's one of the big themes we've been seeing playing out. We invest in Australian and also global small cap companies, and in the US market from the back end of last year for US small caps, we've seen the first time them have durable outperformance that's continued really through until right now versus large caps, and that's really off the back of their stronger economy. They've had early leading cycle indicators start to improve over there and see a broadening in economic and earnings growth that started to get investors interested in small caps in the US. And that's really, at a big divergence for what's happening in the Australian share market. Really, from the back end of January this year, when it became pretty clear that we had some troublesome inflation data and our own RBA was going to have to start on a rate hiking cycle, we've seen small caps derate here locally in terms of their PEs down to an aggregate PE of about 14.5 times. That's about the cheapest versus Australian large caps in about 17, 18 years. And so definitely some relative values emerging there, but I think the market's going to want to wait to see that the RBA is done hiking rates before they kind of go boots and all back into small cap land.
And just on the subject of rate hikes, again, looking at the week to come, we've got a couple of key releases, I suppose, some wages data, labour force data, and also RBA's Andrew Houser speaking on Wednesday. Where do you think we'll be at the end of the week on the rate prediction game?
Well, I mean, the one that I guess I'm particularly most interested in is that speech by Andrew Houser. We've seen Michelle Bullock come out and really put her kind of flag in the air, saying she thinks there might still be, in her view, maybe one more to come. But with other data, particularly the softening that we've seen in the housing market, arguing against those moves, it'll be important to see where the deputy is in terms of his personal view and whether he's willing to state that on the record. That's what I'll be looking for.
That was Luke McMillan, Head of Research at Ofer Asset Management, wrapping up today's podcast. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoy it. And don't forget you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. I'm Raina Sarumpait. Thanks for your company. Catch you next time.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed...
Did you know forced marriage happens in Australia? It means being pressured, tricked or coerced into getting married without your free and full consent, including if you are too young to marry. Forced marriage can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, culture or religion. If this sounds like you or someone you know, free and confidential support is available through a national service called My Blue Sky. Visit mybluesky.org.au or call 02 9514 8115.